This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Sherry McPhail with IBM. Between now and 2020, some major global changes are headed our way. Demographics will shift dramatically. Social stability will come under threat. And global 24/7 interaction will simply be expected. So says the IBM Government 2020 report, which urges governments to start preparing for the six big drivers of change. In this podcast, John Dessenberg of the Performance Institute in Washington, D.C., shares his views and stories on how public sector organizations, many of them cities, are already using analytics to get ahead of these changes.
Well, thanks very much for joining me today, John.
Oh, it's great to be here, Sherry.
Now, I'll just start by getting you to talk a little bit about your vision for governments in 2020. What are some of the realistic expectations for government accountability and efficiency in 10 years?
Well, you know, government accountability and transparency has never been such a hot topic. It's just the combination of open government and accountability. And the theory is that, a more open government will lead to almost kind of a crowd surfing or sourcing methodology where people and citizens will be able to help the government identify new methods, new techniques, and find efficiencies. And the theory is if you put more data out there and more information out there for all Americans, and I think this is true throughout governments worldwide, we can really benefit from citizens examining the data and really giving us some of their expertise. So that's the theory, and we're already starting to see it happen. There's an amazing website that we've had running here for a little over a year now called data.gov, and the government agencies in the U.S. are putting lots of interesting data and data sets at a real detailed level up there, and citizens are able then to manipulate that data and use that data in a way that the government has never thought of. So this is really the new era in transparency.
And what are some of the most interesting things that citizens are doing with this open data?
You know, we're really looking at people taking a real business intelligence perspective and an analytical perspective on government data, looking for instance, patterns, because government-wide, really, you know, the field of statistics and analytics is becoming one of the hottest fields in government, which is how do we understand really the data deluge that is occurring? How do we sift through what data matters and what data doesn't matter and really look for key information? So that's the challenge for government, but we know that with the amount of data that's available, we need more eyes on that data.
And now with federal departments and agencies necessarily becoming more accountable for outcomes, and being transparent from top to bottom, what can performance dashboards and portals help them do?
Well, you know, I think it's fascinating what's happening here. The White House has an unbelievable focus on dashboards. There's going to be a new dashboard coming up here this summer called performance.gov, and it really has a dual purpose. Number one, of course, transparency to citizens and accountability to citizens so people can start to get a better feeling in quantifiable terms. What are we getting for our money? How is our government doing? And where do we stack up perhaps against other countries, which is something that really has never been thought about before. There was very little quantifiable data. So when people went to vote or when people, you know, gave feedback to their elected leadership, they didn't have that quantifiable data, and now they will start to have more of that, which I think is just a huge development. Yeah, the other thing that something like performance.gov is going to allow agencies to do is begin to benchmark, because you share many things in common. For instance, you share the ability and the task of delivering benefits to people, or perhaps sending a check to a citizen, or an electronic transfer of payments. And so one of the things that we're starting to see with dashboards is the ability to look at cross-cutting measures, to take a look at what agencies and what organizations are really doing the best work in some of these common areas. And then, of course, the ultimate goal is to share strategies that are effective and to really kind of have a race to the top, as President Obama talks about. The other thing I'd like to talk about just briefly is a new piece of legislation that was passed here in the United States just several weeks ago that's going to develop a national list of indicators. So again, we're going to have kind of a top 25, what indicators really matter. So there are a lot of developments in scorecarding and dashboarding. Another area that you could take a look at is the new IT dashboard, government-wide IT dashboard, that's allowing agencies to get a better look at what IT projects are on time and on budget, which really is a lot of money if you look at it in the aggregate. If shining a light on that through a dashboard is going to be, I think, a major step forward, and we've already seen a lot of interest. The president himself spent some time looking at the IT dashboard. So these are just a few examples of how powerful this is becoming, and really it's just a trend that is just going forward and is only going to get more critical.
Now, just touching on cities, maybe you could tell us a story or two of how cities are becoming more livable, not just in terms of getting open data sets applied to citizens, but in terms of parks, services, et cetera.
Sure. You know, we're working with one city in particular who really took a close look at a lot of the business intelligence and analytics that were coming out of their transportation program. And took a look and really realized that the number of bicycling commuting had doubled in just the last 5 years, and many of the major roadways downtown were not being used by automobiles to the extent that they had been in the past or had been predicted. And what we did using analytics and really going through the data was made the decision to close off some of the lanes of traffic for automobiles and rededicate them to cyclists. With a safe, dedicated cycling lane, and it's really been an incredible success here just because we're able to open up those streets and look at the information now, and we're actually encouraging more and more people to get on their bikes, and obviously this is not only good for the environment, it's good for congestion, and it's good for the overall quality of life for everyone, including people's health. So that's one way that we've been able to really take analytics and make them come to life for citizens on a local level. And it's been quite amazing. The other interesting piece to the transportation sector in this particular city is their use of real-time analytics and the ability to transmit real-time information on bus service to everyone, to their mobile devices. So you'll know exactly when the next bus is coming or the next train is coming. And that's, again, a way to get people out of their automobiles, get them to be more interested in public transportation and to rely on public transportation because they have more information. So what we really see at the Performance Institute is it's not just information for government, although that's great, but it's information for the citizens as well, and really freeing up that information and giving more people access to the data so they can make better decisions.
Well, thank you so much for your stories and insight today, John.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, and I look forward to being with you again sometime soon.
Thanks for listening. To read more about IBM's analytics solutions for government, please visit ibm.com/cognos/government.
What if you could make the right decision every time? IBM Decision Management 6 makes it a reality for everyone in your organization. Three simple clicks are all you need. Combine predictive analytics with business rules to optimize the millions of decisions your users make every day. IBM Decision Management 6, predictive analytics for better business outcomes. Learn more at spss.com. From business intelligence to business analytics and all points in between, this is BI Radio.